Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. During her four-day state visit, which will continue till 13th April, the Union Minister is scheduled to attend various programs under Poshan Pakhwara. During her visit, she will focus on a range of field visits and review meetings aimed at enhancing the implementation of Government of India schemes. Union Minister Annapurna Devi will be visiting the districts of Karadadi and Lower Subansiri, where she will participate in activities related to Poshan Pakhwara. In addition to attending the Poshan Pakhwara programs, the minister will visit schools, Anganwadi centers, hospitals, cooperatives and self-help groups in the region to interact with beneficiaries and assess the impact of government schemes. These visits are aimed at ensuring the effective implementation of key government welfare schemes aimed at women, children and marginalized communities. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mann and Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, are on an official visit to Tawang starting today. The Chief Minister, in a social media post, informed that the meeting will review all major hydropower projects with NHPC, NTPC, NIPCO and SJVN. Khandu highlighted that the total capacity of ongoing and upcoming projects is estimated at around 18,000 megawatt, which will mark a significant stride in Arunachal's energy sector. Some of the other key events scheduled during their visit include the International Buyers and Sellers Meet hosted by APEDA to promote agri-export potential of the region in the Arunachal Himalayan Odyssey Thrill Run, celebrating adventure, endurance and the pristine beauty of our highlands. Minister for Education P.D. Sona chaired a review meeting with officials from the Education and PWD departments at Itanagar today. The meeting aimed to assess the progress of ongoing schemes under the Sikshit Arunachal Initiative. Later in the day, the Education Minister took to social media and informed that the meeting focused on aligning departmental efforts with the broader vision of improving educational infrastructure and ensuring effective groundwork across all components of the program. The Nirjuli police team, led by SI Mahant Prasad, has successfully recovered another stolen scooty and apprehended the accused involved in the theft from Assam. Acting on credible inputs, the team arrested the accused from his native village, a resident of Chirang district, Assam. The stolen scooty has been recovered and duly seized after the completion of all legal formalities related to the investigation. With this, the total number of stolen vehicles recovered under the COPS and Community Initiative in the ICR region has reached 8, stated a release. In the meantime, SP Naharlagun Mihin Gambo has urged citizens to remain alert and report any suspicious activities or unverified vehicles to the nearest police station. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over West Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Anjou, Lohit, Namsai, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. In a major crackdown on the illegal liquor trade, Namsai police arrested the accused on charges of adulteration and selling counterfeit liquor under fake brand trademarks. Speaking to the media, officer in charge Namsai police station informed that, acting on credible information, police conducted a search operation during which a significant number of empty liquor bottles and counterfeit trademark stickers of various popular liquor brands were recovered from the place of occurrence. Additionally, the police have confirmed that further investigation is underway to ascertain the source of the fake liquor and identify any possible links to a larger racket. In the meantime, authorities have urged the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities related to the sale or production of adulterated liquor. President Draupadi Murmu today discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interest with President Peter Pellegrini of the Slovak Republic during a one-to-one meeting and delegation-level talks at Bratislava. The participants in delegation-level talks from India's side included the accompanying Minister of State, Srimati Nibhuben Bambhainiya, as well as members of parliament, Sri Dhawal Patel and Srimati Sandhya Ray, and senior officials. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.